You've been training all the winter, and there's not a team that's fitter, and that's the way it's gotta be. 'Cause you're up against the best, you know. This is super test, you know. And you've gotta beat the best the world has seen.
Come on, Aussie, come on, come on. Come on, Aussie, come on.
Yeah, the Mojo Singers with the wonderful cricket anthem that is sung every time we play anyone at sporting events who are from overseas. Come on, Aussie. This is Mulberry Blue Shimmer with a BelowTopSecret.com member podcast. And I'm actually replying to a question here, believe it or not, that Picard is actually a grey. Ask me. He wanted my thoughts on Australia losing the Ashes and what's the reaction down here, down under here and all that. All I can say is a very depressing poll has settled over Melbourne tonight and pretty much the rest of Australia, mingled with not a small measure of complete and utter disbelief that after 18 years, England has won the Ashes. Now, a lot of people listening to this who are not English or Australian or who don't follow cricket, and normally I don't either. Most people, you know, most people who don't follow cricket don't really care unless we're winning, because then we get to go to a lot of victory parties when we win cricket. But the Ashes is a whole other ball game altogether. So I thought I'll give you a little bit of history on it. And then I'll tell you what's going on here tonight. Basically, the history of the Ashes dates back to 1882, when Australia played England at the Oval in London. And we beat them soundly. We absolutely whipped your hides at that particular match. And someone threw a little bit of a tantrum, I believe, and cremated the bales from that match. Put the ashes in an urn and stuck the following obituary on them. In affectionate remembrance of English cricket, which died at the Oval on the 29th of August 1882, deeply lamented by a large circle of sorrowing friends and acquaintances, R.I.P. Note well, the body will be cremated and the ashes taken to England. And basically, every 2 years, ever since that wonderful, wonderful day when we thrashed the motherland at their own sport, we've played England for the Ashes. And they've won a few times. I will admit, you have won a few times, but let's face it, we've had dominance in that particular series. And we've held the Ashes now for a good 18 years or so. Until yesterday, when England finally won the Ashes back. And as I said, it's a dark, sorrowful day here in Australia. I did admire the fact that the English stiff upper lip went right out the window in the stands when you lot formed conga lines to celebrate your victory. And I believe the other chant that you lot were throwing out was Australia is only good at swimming, and that's quite funny to actually watch, because you it's so funny to actually watch that on the TV. It's like, yeah, British stiff upper lip until now. You lot were going off, mate. I've got to say, congratulations to every English person on the board. Your team played a good one. But, you know, after 18 years of practice, you had to win sometime, so whatever. And it took a South African to help you, but hey, that's cool. You won fair and square. And tonight across Melbourne, Australians are rather versatile people, really. Doesn't matter if we win or lose, because we just stock up on the beer beforehand, and so instead of victory celebrations everywhere, there's a lot of commiseration going on. And there's no real English-Australian rivalry while this test is being played. You know, people who are English who live in Australia, the guy I sit next to works English, and he and I have basically only semi-been trying to assassinate each other throughout this whole test series. You know, it's like, he'll throw a pen at me, I'll try and assassinate him with a paperclip, he'll try and blow up my chair, I crashed his computer, you know, that kind of thing. Just little minor stuff, but none of that really going on. And so now, as our beloved Prime Minister John Howard has said, it's going to be difficult times ahead, actually reconciling ourselves to the fact that we've lost the Ashes, and maybe after this my sanity will come back, because I really can't figure out why I give a toss about it. I normally don't care about cricket. When Australia's playing, I just want to know if they've won or lost, because then I want to know, you know, sort of, am I buying drinks because we won, or am I buying drinks because we lost down the pub at night? But the Ashes is something different. The Ashes is the Ashes, and every Englishman and Australian listening to this will know what I'm talking about. So I'm hoping my sanity will come back and I can actually get on with the important stuff going on as opposed to giving a toss about the Ashes. So England, congratulations on your rather hard-won 18 years in the making victory. You deserve it. And enjoy holding on to the Ashes for another 2 years, because after that, they're ours again. This is Mulberry Blue Shimmer, saying good night.